I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Nearly a year since his wrongful arrest in Mozambique, American missionary pilot Ryan Coher is finally back in the United States. Ryan spent 5 months in prison and was provisionally released back in March. He's been in Mozambique since then with his family on Mission Aviation Fellowship's base, known in-country as Ambassador Aviation. Then a few weeks ago, a judge lifted Ryan's travel restrictions. Ryan says,
"It feels great to be back. Definitely a load has been lifted that I didn't really know I had. But it's been a really restful time, even though it's been a really busy schedule. It's just been great to be back and to visit with everyone at MAF who's been praying for me and visit with our home church here in Idaho."
Pray for a positive outcome in Ryan's case and that God would use Ryan's story of faithfulness for his glory. And 2023 brought a series of new adventures for Farms International. Since Farms beginning 62 years ago,
we've been focused on strengthening the global church using revolving loan programs that are operated locally.
President Scott Clifton says a new opportunity surfaced at the end of 2022. Now, in addition to its traditional work,
Farms is operating as consultants, using our experience and our expertise to come alongside their passion, the funding that they have available.
Read the full story at missionnews.org to learn about Farms consultations in both Belize and Uganda. If you're a church leader looking for sustainable ways to support overseas work, we'll connect you to Farms. Pray for leaders planning and starting microloan projects in Belize and Uganda. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.